Second to the bottom line. So we learned 2 days ago, we started learning the what Baal Asher Naki tells you. So the first price was the Baal Asher Naki, but as I said, Naki Mechatzi Kaifa, which means Asher Tam does not pay Chatzi Kaifa Membeis on alcohol. The banner. Membeis on Ralph. So the first brisa was the Baal Asher Naki, that Reb Elazar said that you pay chatzi. You're not giving chatzi kaifa. So Reb Akiva said, what's the tzad to pay chatzi kaifa? You only pay megufa, so you kill the shahr. So what's the tzad to pay chatzi kaifa? That was the shakavatai between Reb Elazar and Reb Akiva. So now the Gemara is being mamshach.
Why can't we bring value from the dead shahr?
Because you can have enough from it.
Yeah. Now the Gemara is bringing another brisa, where it's going to be a hemshech to that. Tanya Yidach, the bottom of the Beis Amaral, two lines from the bottom. Tanya Yidach. Baal Asher Naki, Rabbi Kiva Oymen Naki Midme Evet. Rabbi Kiva says that what does it mean when the pasuk says Baal Asher Naki, what does it mean? That Asher Tam is Naki from the Dmei Evet. What's the Dmei Evet? Let's say you killed someone's Evet. So normally, how much do you have to pay? Shloshim Shkalim. So now you don't have to pay anything. So that's a nakim me'evet means. Zakti Mar ben Emir Rabbi Kiva l'nafshei. Let Rabbi Kiva tell himself what the same thing what Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbi Lezer, like we just explained that it said nakim mechatzi kaifa, and Rabbi Kiva said, how could you pay? Why don't you need a pasuk for that? It's pashti patum mechatzi kaifa. If you're paying megufa, it's pashti mechatzi kaifa. So over here, Rabbi Kiva said halacha.
But you're not paying anything at all.
What?
Pashtun, you're not paying anything at all.
Over there, it's Pashtun, you shouldn't pay anything, right? Yeah. Right? So over here, Rabbi Kiva also, Rabbi Kiva came and said that a tam, a shayot tam that killed the Evan is Pata. From Shleshim Skalim, that's what it means, Baal Asher Naki. What do you mean? V'neimer Rabbi Kiva Navshay. Let Rabbi Kiva tell himself, Alei Atzmei Mishtalim Ale Migufa. You only pay Migufa. Avila Bezin V'yishalim Lach. Rabbi Kiva is the one that tainted that to honor Rabbi Lezer. That's why you don't have to learn that Naki Mechatzi Kaifa from Baal Asher Naki, because Rabbi Kiva said that how could it be that if you're paying Megufa, you bring to Bezin and you pay? So why over here? And Rabbi Kiva said the same thing. Why over here is Rabbi Kiva okay with the fact that you don't pay, that you need a pasuk? No, they need a pasuk to be Mamayat. In case of Shleshim Shkalim Shel Eved, why do you need a pasuk for it? Pashit. And for the Gemara, here we're discussing a case that before the Gemara Din, the Enochrami it did kill this Evet, but what happened is that before we killed the Shur, we went ahead and this guy went ahead and shechted it. So now the Tamil Shtalimine, you would think that you should pay from it. That's what the Pasuk is teaching you, since this animal is a baktala, is supposed to get killed. Even though you shechted it, you do not pay from it. So that's gufa. What?
We had this teretz already previously that we said we shechted that he ran in the shechted.
Yeah. So we're saying that's what Kiva held. That's why I need a pasuk of Baal Asher Naki to teach you that if he killed the eved, he does not pay. He does not make any payment.
Why, Taka? Because you're not allowed to have an offering?
It's because it's a Baal Asher Naki. Baal Asher Naki.
You would be able to have an offering?
That's what I'm saying, yeah, because since you shechted it first, you...
But now that it was supposed to get killed, why would you be, what was the Havamina, what would be the Havamina you're allowed to have an offering now?
No, you tack a lot to have an offering. Kozman, the reason why you're not allowed to have an offering is when we kill it. But Kozman, it was before the Gemara Din.
Even though I was supposed to kill it. No, right. But now the Havamina is after the Gemara Din.
No. Since it is a baktala, because it kills.
It's after the Gemara Din already now. Yeah,
right,
I still
but
can't
matter,
pay
right. So the Mari Hachil Rebbe Elazar Nami Kishakadam Veshachta. Why didn't Rebbe Elazar answer over here when he answered him? When he asked him? When again, Rebbe Elazar said his dinner about Asher Naki Mechatzi Kaifa. that a sharp term that kills is part of Chatzikov. So Kiva said, what's the tzad to pay Chatzikov for Adam Isa? The sharp term you pay Megufoy. So that's what Kiva asked of Eleza. So why did Eleza answer the same way that Kiva is answering over here? That it could be talking about Shekhadim Veshachta. I was like, come on, Hachanami. You're right, you could have answered. V'sava dilma islay taima achrina da adif mehai. So, Rabbi Kiva and Hachanami of Eleza could have answered it, but the reason why Rabbi Kiva asked him was because he thought maybe he has a better answer. This is not such a good answer. And he didn't, he said, and that's why he said a different tariff of the Hamas Alpi Edechad. It was really a mu'ed, but it was just Hamas Alpi Edechad. Or it was Alpi Bailim. That's what we said. Yeah, that was my malafon base. Fine. Zakti Gemara, v'nei malei, v'abaleza, adad of ma'ay, v'nei malei, v'abaleza, nami, lishni lei, shekadam v'shachta. Why didn't he also answer of kadam v'shachta? Amalach, that's what he thought he would have said. And amalach, chasam udin ischam alagis v'hem, v'hargis adam, d'shar, la v'aketalu klal. He answered much better. Nischavin, that was one of the terutzim. Nischavin la'agas v'hem, v'hargis adam. So over there, it's a much better answer. Why? The show la bakatala uklam. Over there, the show is not a bakatala. Navas, he just became somewhat of a mu'ed, but really, he's not a bakatala. So the sakadat chamin in the chayiv. So over there, in such a case, you would think you chayiv. So it's a kalamute. So over there, I needed the pasik to be mild. Avol hachad mikar bakatala. But over here, we use that sign that he is a bakatala. Why? Because he did kill. Just what happened was kadam ba'ala v'shachtai. So let's say, I forgot the shachta. Here, you don't need a pasuk, even though the shachta. That's Rabbi Lezer. Did not want to answer like Rabbi Kiva because he felt to have a much better answer. Not only have a better answer, Rabbi Kiva's teretz is not a teretz. Rabbi Lezer came and said that the time that we need a miyat of Baal Hashem Naki is not literally a time. It's a case of a mood, which means mischam l'ayagas v'ayim v'ayagas adam. So therefore, over there, he tells you that's why I need a pasuk of Baal Hashem Naki. Masha'in kein. In this case of Kadam v'shachtai, over there, Beleza says, that's not such a good teretz. Why? Because when I see you a regular time, you killed, and you're back at Allah.
But Rabbi Kiva, they knew these reasons already. Why didn't he use them for himself now?
So. Good cash.
It applies by an Eved also, right?
What?
It applies by an Eved also. You meant to kill somebody else and then he killed an Eved.
Right, you're saying that it was a mood. Good child. Obviously, Rabbi Kiva didn't hold it. That was better. Maybe, I mean, we can make up our own zakha why it's not good, but yeah, no. Yeah, it's fixed. Yeah. Zakhtar Gemara. Yeah, okay. Okay, so that was the shekhar v'tayv between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva. For the Gemara, the Rabbi Kiva nami vadei hachi have it. Rabbi Kiva vadei, this is true. Navas elam ravasi hay milsim fi gaver the gaver Rabbi Shmieli. That means he's bothered that. What do we bother Rabbi Kiva? L'chaya was a regular l'chaya like Rabbi Lezer just said that it's a baktala. So who cares if it was kadam ba'al v'shachta? The ma'aser is a baktala. Zakti Gemara elam ravasi. Hi, Milsim P. The Gaber Rabbi Shmieli. This I heard from a Gaber Rabbi. Umanu Rabbeisav Chanina. That why Tzalkadai Techamino. The Havamin over here was something else. The reason why Rabbi Kiva needed a pasuk of Baal Hashem Naki to be Meir Eved, the Meir Shor from killing from Eved, that he doesn't have to pay Shloshim Shloim. Why? Tzalkadai Techamino. Hoyel Ba'am Rabbi Kiva. Af Tam Shechava Ba'Adam. Mishalim B'Meis Nezik Shalim. Rabbi Kiva said that a tam that was chava ba'adam pays nazik shalem, which means if a tam gored a person and the person hit the tam, the shah, so the leftover, whichever one is more, that's what the tam pays b'kitzur nazik shalem, and whatever damage more, that's what pay the leftovers. So you would think, since Rabbi Kiva says that he pays nezik shalem, so mele you'll also pay from the aliyah. Since you pay a payment of nezik shalem, so you also should pay maliyah. Kasa rachmana baal hashem naki. That's what the Torah says, baal hashem naki, because you're taking not paying mikufay. Rabbi Kiva holds that a tam pays min aliyah when it's chava ba'adam. Sorry, it pays nezik shalem. So be bald pays nezek shalem. So you would think also that it doesn't pay migufay, it pays min aliyah. So therefore you would have to pay even though we're killing the shor tam. But when the tam gur the eved, still you would think you would have to pay shleishim shkalim. So kamash malon, that you do not have to pay. That's why I need the chiddush akra, kasa rechmana bala shor naki, because again, the whole kasha was on the Bekiva, that l'chayra, what's the tzad that you have to go ahead and pay shleishim shkalim? If he's paying me gufa, there's nothing to pay with. Right? Right? If you're paying me gufa, the animal's getting killed. There's nothing to pay with. So now we're saying no, because the Bekiva l'shitasa that says, tam shechaba ba'adam pays the mice in Ezek Shalom. So matter, once you pay Ezek Shalom, it's time you pay an aliyah. So once you pay an aliyah,
so you would think that
you'll have to pay Shleishim Shkalim for killing the Eved. Why? Because you have what to pay with. It's not that the Shah gets killed. So therefore, I mean, even if the Shah gets killed, it doesn't make a difference because you're paying an aliyah. So therefore, that's why I need a pasuk about Shah Naki to pat you from this Shleishim Shkalim. Amalei Rab Zeir Rab Asi. So Rav Zeir told Rav Asi about Tavir Rav Akiva Lekzizai. Rav Akiva broke this with his fist. He broke this svara. The Tanya, Rav Akiva Ayme Yachal Yusham and Aliyah. Rav Akiva himself said, you would think you pay him an Aliyah. Tam Olemi Kamish Patazem. You also like Meguf and Mishalam and Mishalam and Aliyah. You only pay Meguf and you don't pay him an Aliyah. So in fact, the Gemara, it's clear that you only pay Meguf and not Min Aliyah.
Right, by Tam Shechav Adam?
Yeah.
Which is an interesting case. So you're going to pay Nezek Shalom, but you're only going to pay Meguva.
Right.
So which means it'll cap out.
It'll cap out, right. But Lamaisa...
more to cap out, it's dead now.
Rebbe Kiva is the one that said himself that you can't say this. So we can't say Pshat Rebbe Kiva. That means that Rebbe Kiva was referring to that Tam Shechal Ba'adam, that and over here will say that you pay Min Aliyah because we know that you're old, that you pay Nezek Shalom. It's not true. Because even if you pay Nezek Shalom, but Min Aliyah, you don't pay. So we're back shver to what's the pshat in Rebbe Kiva. Why did Rebbe Kiva need a miyat of Bala Sharnaki to be mamayat in a hechatimtza of Eved that he killed the Eved? That he doesn't pay Nezek Shalom. That he doesn't pay Shleishim Shkalim. Zakt Gemara, El Amarav Itzich. Sakat Atachamina, Hoyulu Machmirini be Eved Yosim Ben Chayrin. Since we were more machmir by Eved than a Ben Chayrin, why? She Ben Chayrin yafa sella. If Ben Chayrin is, if he's worth a sella, nice and sella. You give a sella. If you kill a Ben Chayrin, a regular person that's worth a sella, you pay a sella. Shleishim, if he's worth shleishim, nice and shleishim. You give 30. If Eved, yafa sella, nice and shleishim. If he's worth a sella, you have to pay shleishim. Mishtalim, nice mishtalim, namid me Eved min aliyah. So you would think you pay also Me'evim Aliyah, Kasa Rechmana Bala Sharnaki. Again, because the Eved's payment is more than a person's payment, than a regular person. An Eved, automatically, no matter what it's worth, you have to pay Shleishim. See, even if it's worth less. Now, what's the chances that a person's worth less than Shleishim? We're saying that an Eved's Chama. Why? Because an Eved always has to pay Shleishim.
He's almost near death. Or he's very young.
No, I understand. But I'm saying, what's more preferability?
Well, the probability is going to be worth more than that.
So how are we saying that Eved's more chamer?
What are they typically worth?
That's what I'm saying.
Because everybody's dollar for dollar, he's more. That's what I'm saying.
Not really. Again, more kechetimtzes are going to be that Eved is going to end up paying much less. The Torah didn't make you pay for Eved more than a person. That wasn't the cheshbon of the Torah.
No, but all the other cases are dollar for dollar.
True. Now, dollar for dollar is more than 30 normally?
No, let's say the value is 30.
It's just saying.
Typically. Because we know Shloshim. So the value is 30, let's say. No. Even for a person.
No, but it's not true.
Why not?
The value for a person is a lot more than 30 shkal.
Why?
That's the Matzias. You would pay someone...
No, what is kind of typically?
Let's go to the local site market, you'll see.
Yeah, it's much more than Shleishim.
The din is more common. Not that...
Not really. Not really, because it happens twice that an Eved's worth less than Shleishim. You know what it means, Shleishim Shkalim? What is that? A couple of dollars. Okay. It's a person, that means a person's value is a lot more than $30.
Depends on the person. You bank with five shkalim, it winds up costing you within the bank $250.
Not true,
$250. Yeah, if the next person who does a pinyin at bank, how much you had to pay? So Shloshim.
Okay, so $250. Which person is not worth more than $250?
Yeah, but Shloshim is the
okay. Okay, no. So how much is that?
Take the rough to Philly. Should...
What?
Take the rough to Philly. The people, plenty
no, I understand. No, but we're talking about killing a normal yid.
$1,500.
$1,500. Which person not worth more than $1,500? If that's true, what he's saying. Yeah, so which person not worth more than $1,500? Body parts. They do, they sell them.
Yeah. Okay. Look now, you'll see.
It's, okay, but Kitzer, but so, no, I'm just trying to explain. The Gemara is saying that Eved is more chama. Why? Because you automatically pay 30. But shaking a person, it could be that it's worth only a dollar, and you pay a dollar. But shaking Eved, if it's worth a dollar,
that's what it is. That's because it's automatic. That's
I know what I'm saying, but it's really that the Torah was mamayit, not marba.
Yeah, but since you can have it the other way too, so it's chama.
Right, that's what I'm saying. There is some tzadchum. Really, it's okay. Zok tamar vayter. So we're saying, so that's why I need Baal HaShanoki to teach me that you potter from such a echdemse. Tanya kavas the Rava, because you would think that you should be chayiv, because Eved Muhammad, come on. Tanya kavas the Rava. Baal HaShanoki, Rabbi Kiva, I'm a Naki with my Eved. Rabbi Kiva says, what does it mean, Naki with my Eved? That's the price that we just saw. But Marvel, I didn't. Hoyo, v'chayiv Eved, v'chayiv ben chayirin. Yichayiv by Eved, yichayiv ben chayirin. Mark, shayiv ben chayirin, chalakta by ben tam lamuid. Just like when you chayiv by when you kill a regular person, there's a chilek between tam and muad. After you chayiv by evan nechlo by tam and muad, so too when you chayiv by evan, we should make a chilek between tam and muad. Void kavachayim. What do we have a kavachayim? Ma ben chayin shenoisin kol shavya. By ben chayin, you give all its value. Chilakta by ben tam and muad, we made a chilek between tam and muad. Evan shein noisin elish loishim, ein adin shenachlo by tam and muad. Evan which is not worth only 30. Then Avadi, you should go ahead and be chayiv in tam and muad. So loy machmirin be eved, yosef ben chayin. She ben chayin yafes sela, nice and sela, shloishim, nice and shloishim. Be eved yafes sela, nice and shloishim. Yachal ye chayiv, mamish what we just said. Since eved has its chumah, because you always have to give shloishim. Tam alayim ba'al shayin, knock him in my eved. So this is klal like Rava. Again, Rava came along and explained this braisa of Rabbi Akiva that said, that I need a pasuk of Baal HaShanoki Naki to teach you that he's Naki with me Eved. So what was the chiddush? Rabbi came and explained that the chiddush is because you would think Eved always pays. Oh, since he always pays Shloshim, she's Muhammad. So we also would have to pay by Eved Kamash Malon that he doesn't. Zot Ma'avaita, Tanu Rabban. Vehemis Isha Isha. We kill an Isha Isha. What happened? You killed the animal. The pasuk says, "V'imshar nagachum et mashishim v'hud v'alam v'heimis isha isha." Killed a man or a woman. What's this coming to teach you? Im lechayev ala isha keish. It was coming to tell you to be mechayev on a isha keish. That if a shor got a person, it's chayev just like you got a woman. Okay, yeah, got a woman just like a isha. It says already, it says already a different pasuk. Doesn't mean that there's no nafkimina isha isha. El al hakish. Now the pella is that you even need a pasuk to tell you that. Why would you think if he kills a isha that
that he's less of a chayav?
Yeah, less of an akram.
Since she has no mitzvah, she doesn't have as much
power. Oh, right. That means the whole thing. Why when you kill a guy? Isn't that doesn't become a muad maybe for Israel? Why? Because mazel. So a woman that doesn't have to yag mitzvahs, she's not mechuyev in it. So maybe her mazel's less.
There is some.
Oh, it does. It's not just the fact. It's not. I'm saying it's not just the fact that it's a yid. Right? We're saying that a yid is the.
She doesn't have mazel.
No, yid. No, and this has mazel. We call it.
It has igra mazel. It's not.
That's what I'm saying. It's a different.
It's not a regular natural.
No, it's not. No, it's not the mazel that you're thinking about. Whatever that mazel means. I mean, But yeah, Yid has that some other isha. Maybe one.
Yeah, but there's another chiluk.
Mashmalon.
And the isha can't mark his face as an isha by running away from a shor. So it's easier for a shor to get an isha.
That
than
goes
an
back
ish.
To yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. Right? Yeah. Zak the Gemara. So v'chimah bezalam then im lechayv al isha kishik. V'nem akiyim shayze. Ela lahakish isha leish, ma ish, nizakov the yashav, who gets the hezek, the yashim? The Yashim get the Hezek, so too, Hafishin and Zakal Yashar. That means that who's going to get, this Shire killed this woman, who gets the money? Not the husband. The Yashim get the money. Her children, not her husband. In fact, the Gemara of the Savar, Rabbi Kiva, the Yashim, La Baal, doesn't Rabbi Kiva hold that their husband doesn't Yashim? But Tanya, we learn the Baris of Yashim, Isa, Mikan Shabal Yashim, Isishta. From here we know that the Baal is always Yashim, Isishta. Right? So,
in the Havamin, before we even got to the Kasha, what do you think? That he's not Yerush B'chlal or only not Yerush over here?
Pashtus over here. Pashtus over
here. Okay, so now what's the Kasha?
The Kasha is why not?
Yerush is everything.
Yeah. There's nothing there's not Yerush. Why shouldn't it be Yerush? He's a regular Yerush of the wife.
Okay.
Zakta Gemara, again. Vatani B'Yerush, Esim B'Kan Shabbat Yerush, Esim Rebbe Kiva. That's Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva holds that the Baal's Yerush is Ishtar. So what's the Tzad over here? Not. Over here, we're not stam a little bit. I'm saying what you're trying to say that it's not stam that Avada normally the Baal's Yerush is Ishta. Right? It says V'yosh Isa, the Baal is Yerush is Ishta. But over here, something else. Since when do you pay Kaifa? You only pay Lacha Misa. So you're not Zaycha Mechayim.
So it was never
hers. Right. It's only something which is roi for her to get. And ain't a baal, not a b'roi kibbe mochsik. A baal does not take b'roi kibbe mochsik. Right? Which means that the baal's yoy is something which is mochsik in her. Not something which is roi to come after Misa. If he's mochsik mechayim, that's in the baal's yoy. But something which is not mochsik mechayim only happens after Misa. It's kaifer. It's not, what does it mean? That means it's not her. It's kaifer.
And by him?
She's also not. She's
no,
not
when his. Who's Yerush him?
His kids. Zak of the Yerushim. Well, that's not Shechidus, but okay. Yeah, but again, I'm saying, Avada, if it wouldn't be Kaifa, if it would be that you're paying the woman Mamish, so then he's Muchsik in the woman, so maybe he's Muchsik in the money also.
Maybe but, we should get just to that point.
Why should a Bechal go to his Yerushim? It's not
his.
Then
the extra should go to Yerushim.
What?
You should get just to that point.
There's no point. When you're killing, when you're killing this lady...
Let's say she's worth $1,000 and the kaifa is whatever, anything extra.
No, kaifa is not extra. Kaifa is the payment of Achamisa. You're getting with...
Why should anybody get it? If it's not her, she's not Mechazikan. Or even been hit when you're killed by the man. It's not his now, so who's receiving it after he's dead?
The Mechazik wants kapara. He's begging you to pay.
I'm saying... Right, that is what the payment's supposed to be. That means the Torah said that you're mechayev to get a kapar. No, you get a kapar.
So how about giving it to Yerushim?
Yeah, how about giving it to Yerushim? You're right, really.
The Torah is that it goes dafka to her Yerushim and not to her husband.
Right, now you, Nekuda is, you're right. That means you could really say that maybe just give it to Tzedakah.
Right.
I don't know, the Torah could say whatever you want. The kapar is to give it to Yerushim, but it's a new type of payment. It's not a. When you're killing this woman, it was never muchzik. It's not that the Baal was muchzik in the payment in order to go, yeah.
Same way it could have gone to
Tzedakah,
why can't it go to the
Baal? I'm saying the Ma'aseh not. So the Torah said that the Yerushim get it. Right.
It's so bad, even if the Shah put her on the deathbed. So you could say that maybe she can pay Mechayim.
It's a thousand of the boss you can. Yeah. Zakti Gemara, And the Baal does not take B'yoy Kim Mokhsik. Zakti Gemara, my time. What's the reason? Amakra v'heimis ish aisha hashay yisakel v'gam ba'al of yumas. The pasuk says v'heimis ish aisha hashay yisakel v'gam ba'al of yumas im kaif yushas alav. So do you see that what? Yeah, lachamis is when you get it, and therefore the bailam is not bailam on this because he only takes b'mochsik. That's a big sugya in Baba Basra. So meila. Therefore, he doesn't go ahead and get this money. Zok Gemara with Zok and Loi, Amar Rabbi Akiva. By the Zok and Akiva didn't say this, but Tanya, how we learned, he calls the Isha, the Yatsu Yulada. If you smacked a woman and her children came out,
and they died,
the babies, yeah. Nice and Nezek v'tzal Isha that made Vladis Labal. Right, Ein Habal, Nice and Liyoshev, Ein Isin Hashem Hashem. So what do we see from here? We see that. L'chayri, you see that the Torah was zaycha to the Baal, the Mevlodis.
Even
right. The Mevlodis. Over here, it wasn't yet. The Baal had no Baalim on it, Baalis on it. It's not Muchzik. It's Roy. And still you see that the Baal is Yerushit. So what are you telling me now? That the Baal is not Yerushit, something which...
Because the kids were his also.
What?
Maybe it's not coming over there because the kids are his.
That's what I was going
to
answer.
Yeah, we'll get there. But I don't even know, what are you referring to? What do you mean the kids are his?
We said the Mevlodis, right? So the children are his also. There's a husband and a wife, and the children are his.
No,
so it's also his.
Oh. It's only his.
Yeah. Okay, fine. So now, ain't the Yishin Esensi Yashel, the Nezek and the Tzar.
The wife
has a Shivcha, Vinishtachacha. If she was a Shivcha, and then she became Meshucha, right? Oy Giyayis, or she's a Giyayis Zacha, right? So if so, fact the Gemara, so because the Gemara's Kasha is, again, on this Nakuda, that how could it be that Mevlodis Labal, Lechayat Mevlodis is not something which he was own Mechayim, and if he didn't own Mechayim, so we know Zeus Akasiv over here, that the Baal doesn't go ahead and get this payment. So over here, why does he get this payment? Okay, we'll continue tomorrow.